Today we're going to consider Christ's divinity. Who was Jesus? Is Jesus God? Well, what does it matter if Jesus was fully divine? Well, it matters because Jesus was specific in what he said on this, and it affects everything that we believe Jesus to be and how we can defend some of the untruths, some of those beliefs that are not orthodox. It's difficult, isn't it, to claim that Jesus is God if we just look at Jesus as being an earthly being. We know that Jesus was born roughly 2,000 years ago. That's not the evidence that we need for him being God. It's the evidence that we have that he was a human being. We know also that Jesus' public ministry lasted around 3 years. Again, not evidence for him being God, neither the fact that he was crucified, but evidence that he existed in human form. If we look at the name Jesus, we actually find that it was common at the time. It's derived from the Old Testament name Joshua, which simply means Yahweh, God is salvation. The title Christ that he was given, we refer to Jesus as Jesus Christ. Christ means the one chosen and anointed by God to be the Messiah who delivers God's people. Again, all adding towards evidence of Jesus' earthly human role and who he was, but not evidence that he's God. But this name explains why throughout the Gospel Jesus asks repeatedly, "Are you the Christ?" Essentially what people are asking is, "Are you the one who has been chosen by God to deliver us?" But Jesus asks the question, doesn't he, of his disciples? And he asks the same question to us. Who do you say that I am? And lots of people have an opinion on who Jesus is. The trouble is, they don't agree with Jesus on it. And they're not biblical. Scientologists teach that Jesus is an implant that was forced upon Satan 1 million years ago. Jehovah Witnesses teach that Jesus began as Michael the Archangel and then became a man who became a god. Mormons teach that Jesus is the half-brother of Lucifer. He came to America and practiced polygamy during his lifetime before becoming a god. Unitarian Universalists teach that Jesus was a great man of teaching, love, justice and healing, but no more. Liberal and emergent Christians are often starting to sound more like the Unitarian Universalists. At times this has made understanding the emergent church confusing because they keep the moniker of being Christian but do not adhere to the Orthodox Christian teaching and so mislead many people. And some popular Christian teachers and preachers preach a version of Arianism, which is to separate the divinity and the humanity of Christ, which again is not orthodox, and it is not who Jesus said that he was. Even other religions, completely different religions, unconnected with Christianity, weigh in with who they believe Jesus is, such as his historical significance and his impact on the world. Buddhism teaches that Jesus was not God, but rather an enlightened man like Buddha. Islam teaches that Jesus was a man and a prophet, but inferior to Muhammad. It teaches that Jesus will return near the end of the world and claim that he never rose from the dead and that everyone should become a Muslim. Gandhi, a Hindu, said, "I cannot ascribe exclusive divinity to Jesus. He is divine as Krishna or Rama or Muhammad or anyone else." Who do you say that I am? It's an interesting question. Other modern teachers today say that Jesus never claimed to be God, and that Jesus was made into a god after his death by other people with an agenda. Whether theologians believe they can back this up or not is not worth noting, really, because the fact is they can't. Because when we turn to Scripture, we find out exactly who Jesus said he is, and that it's not just something that was made up after he died. So, what is true? Is Jesus the one and only God? And what does the Bible really say? Did Jesus claim to be God? We need to check for ourselves. Well, if we turn to Mark chapter 14, verses 61 to 64, we read, as Jesus is put on trial before the high priest Caiaphas, that Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." The high priest tore his clothes. "Why do we need any more witnesses?" he asked. "You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him as worthy of death. Jesus was claiming an authority here, equal to God. "I am," being a majestic term saying that he is God and that he will sit at the final judgment, judging in the place of God. And there are other passages as well where we can see clearly that Jesus did claim to have equal divinity with God, that he is God in human flesh. In John chapter 8, verses 58 to 59, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am." There's the majestic mention again. At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. Jesus clearly here is saying that he existed before his birth on earth, which 2,000 years ago for us, before even the forefathers of the Jewish faith were born and about, such as Abraham. Jesus was there. As divine, he was always there. "I am," he says again in his majestic mention. Also in John chapter 10, verses 30 to 33, here we see Jesus claim that he's God. "I and the Father are one," he says. And again, his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any good work," they replied, "but for blasphemy, because you are a mere man and claim to be God." Jesus' enemies understood that he claimed to be God. So how can others now, whether of a different faith, whether claiming to be Christian, or whether from the academic world, say that Jesus did not claim to be God? One of the proofs that Jesus was more than just a good man is that his enemies wanted to kill him. Ironically, what his enemies believed him to say is key, because they understood that he was making himself equal to God. The fact that Jesus did not recant when challenged informs everyone who has believed that Jesus claimed to be God has not misunderstood his words, but they have actually understood them clearly. Not only did Jesus claim to be morally superior to everyone who has ever lived, he also claimed that he was sinless, and he challenged anyone to prove him wrong. See John 8:46 for that. Jesus claims to be God incarnate, God in the flesh. That is exactly who he says he is. This is a claim that has not been made by any other founder of any other world religion. But it's interesting that so many world religions want to have a say on who Jesus is. The Gospels record that even the demons knew who Jesus was. Just see for one reference Luke chapter 4, verse 33 to 34. Jesus not only taught people to pray, but also taught them to pray in his name. He is the way to heaven, he taught. How could anybody be the way to heaven if he were not God? In light of this, C.S. Lewis wrote that we are left with only three possible responses to Christ's claim. That is, that he is either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord. We are to choose. Is Jesus God? If Jesus is who he said he is, what difference now does that make to our life?